Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Despite the promise not to involve U.S. troops in the war between Russia and Ukraine, a miscalculation from either side could risk dragging NATO into the conflict. Russia launched several missiles at a base in western Ukraine over the weekend that landed roughly 10 miles from the Poland border, killing three dozen people and wounding 134 others. The fear of escalation in the conflict has been at the center of the Biden administration's response in recent days. The Pentagon last week denied a request from Poland to transfer MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine's armed forces. The first American killed in the Russian invasion is journalist Brent Renaud. He was killed by Russian forces in the Ukrainian city of Irpin. Another American journalist was wounded. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Matthews are officially husband and wife. On March 12th, the high school sweethearts announced they had tied the knot in Maui, Hawaii. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
The Middle Eastern country of Saudi Arabia on Saturday executed 81 people convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups. It's the largest known mass execution carried out in the kingdom in its modern history. Those executed included 73 Saudis, 7 Yemenis, and 1 Syrian. President Obama is under the weather for the next few days.
Former President Barack Obama has tested positive for COVID-19. Obama tweeted that he's feeling fine other than a scratchy throat and reminded people to get vaccinated even as the number of cases in the U.S. goes down. Former First Lady Michelle Obama tested negative, he said. The country's death toll now stands at over 965,000 lives lost. The U.S. national case total has also surpassed 79.4 million confirmed cases, according to the latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Department of Health and Human Services. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Russia is a key negotiator for the United States-Iran nuclear deal, Moscow put in a stipulation on the agreement last week that halted discussions. Russia wants the United States not to interfere with its trade with Iran as part of the nuclear deal. Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican from Texas, told Newsmax that this could allow for Russia to cut a deal with Iran to use the country to sell Russian oil back to the United States.
They are saying there is no indication from any source that Biden administration would try to get oil from Venezuela, for example, or Iran. Well, first of all, if they would actually read that bill and not just read the title, Democrats, I concede this, Democrats are so much better than Republicans when it comes to putting fake names, names that are exactly the opposite of what a bill does, on a bill. So they say it's suspending war from Russia, that Iran has been, and even some Democrat news, they actually got this right. Iran is using Russia to negotiate for them in their Iranian nuclear deal.
The trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer that was scheduled to resume Monday has been postponed as a participant tested positive for COVID-19. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we've got to agree what it's going to take to get this country back on track. You know, I've been saying we've got to get back to first principles. And one of the foundational principles is that we have to rediscover the truth. And it's not the truth that's your truth or my, I mean, the truth, ladies and gentlemen. This is the problem. I mean, it's ironic right now that people are complaining about the lies coming out of Russia. I mean, they can, you know, you can see it real clear from another nation, but you can't even see that your own country is doing the same thing. And that might be shocking to you. But again, that's the problem that you have when you have freedom of speech that is compromised and ignored. Clearly, this is what our government is doing right now with all the canceling that's going on. And it's not just the cancel culture warriors. It's our government. It's all these institutions that have been participating in said cancellation and compromise of our First Amendment right. It stops us from doing the very things that, you know, Madison and Adams have said, that we should not trust government. We should always question government. But no, we can't do that right now, because if you do, you know, you're going to be just like the Canadians. You know, you got the truckers out there and you got Justin Trudeau saying, well, they were trying to overthrow the government. Really? How does that sound familiar? January the 6th. Here you got people with no guns. It's an insurrection, and they were trying to overthrow the government. You got to be kidding me. You had twice as many Capitol Police than the people that were there on January 6th that entered that building. But yet they were trying to overthrow the government. It just doesn't square up. Patrick Wood is with us right now. He's a technological expert. And I'll tell you, there's so much to talk with Patrick about regarding technocracy. Now, this might get a little techie. We're going to try and keep it simple for you, because our government continues to lie. And it is all around, you know, control issues. Clearly, that's what Lindsey Graham said. He said during the Kavanaugh hearings, he says, you guys want power and control? He says, I hope to God you don't get it. Well, guess what? They got it. And we're dealing with it right now. Patrick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you.
Well, this is serious stuff here that we're dealing with. You've been sounding the alarm for decades about how technocracy was going to be the linchpin of these control mongers. And they've got us all but surrounded right now, don't they?
They really do. This has been a silent enemy that has crept along, more or less unseen, for decades. And very few people have paid attention to it, to the trends and to the outcomes, the potential outcomes. But we're facing it right now. And there is a deluge, a tsunami of propaganda in the world today. I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. I doubt you have either. But, you know, this propaganda is not free speech. I'll just stress that. It's
right.
You know, lies and deceptions are not covered under the concept of free speech. That's just lying and deception.
Exactly. Well, the very thing our founding fathers wanted to protect was a free press. so that you did not have, you know, the government narrative only. And that's what it's come down to. I mean, again, we're pointing fingers at Putin and Russia. And you go, wait a minute, you got three coming back at you. Look what's happening here in the United States. When you and I were growing up, I mean, during the Cold War, it was like, you know, we had to be careful of the communist propaganda, right? That was the thing that, you know, we were taught repeatedly in school. Well, talk on it. If we're not propagandists ourselves here, I mean, this radio show and others like ours, but they're few. And they're getting fewer and fewer as time goes on because the attacks are coming at us. They don't want us having this conversation, Patrick. I don't know how much longer you and I are going to be able to address the things that we're going to talk about today because the squelch is on. And, you know, at any minute, sometimes I think somebody's going to be knocking at my door and saying, hey, look, come with us, because you're no longer allowed to be on radio. And on top of that, we're going to make sure that you're quieted down and we put you in a cell just like the January 6th Patriots. They've been sitting there and too many in solitary confinement. Why? Because they exercised their First Amendment right and they questioned the government.
And that's exactly right. And this has been happening around the world, of course. There have been many journalists and other, you know, press-oriented people that have died and just disappeared in the last, say, 5 years.
We had a U.S. journalist just die. I mean, he was just shot in Ukraine, right?
Exactly.
And, these Russians aren't, there's no holds barred, but this is what happens with war. And they might just say, well, it's collateral damage. Well, shooting, and this has happened several times where they have attacked the media directly. These guys don't have, they have cameras, so they have a pen and a pad of paper, you know? And so in this case, we've got an American journalist who is now killed, and he's the first American to die in this war.
Yes. I think there's been like 8 journalists killed in Mexico also, just of course they're Mexican journalists, but there's a trend going on in Mexico right now where journalists are becoming a very dangerous profession.
Mm-hmm.
But well, this is a trend around the world. If you tell the truth, you're going to be somebody's going to target you and try and shut you up.
Patrick, what are we not seeing about the war in Ukraine? I mean, it seems to me that this is serving as a shield to the globalist. You know, our allies are on Ukraine. We're feeling for the people and what's going on. But I just can't help but sense that there's something happening in the back rooms that's very dangerous.
Oh, absolutely there is. There are a number of agendas that are being pushed forward by the Ukraine war. One is going to be cybersecurity. Even before the war broke out, we were studying the concept of a cyber attack. That would be the next big shoe that drops. Mm-hmm. And right now, with all of the bluster going on, you know, Russia's going to attack our infrastructure system. Of course, China could do the same thing. But I will expect in the next, just the way the chatter that I'm hearing, I will expect a major cybersecurity event to take place in the next, say, 2 to 3 months. And I will expect the government to respond to it pretty much in the same way that they did the 9/11. They're going to say, we need essentially, and this is my phrase, but we're going to need essentially Patriot Act 2, where we now must protect people and organizations and government structures and infrastructures, et cetera, against cyber crime, cyber crooks, cyber whatever, you know, black hat operators. I think this is going to be one huge outcome. The other thing is, of course, digital identity is being pushed. And you say, well, why do they need that? Well, that's part of the cybersecurity issue. The logic these people are using is, well, the only way we can determine who the bad guys are is by identifying all the good guys. So that means everybody in the world is going to end up with a digital identity. And therefore, they claim they will be able to spot the evildoers and put them to rest. Of course, this is just a false notion, completely false notion. But this is one of the major objectives of technocracy, is to get everybody under a digital ID and to get cybersecurity put in so that if you want access to the Internet, the only way you're going to get it, if you want to sign on to the Internet, if you will, is by presenting your digital identity. So everything you say and do on the Internet can be tracked. That means email, banking system, social media accounts, everything will be tracked because you can't even get onto the internet without your digital identity being presented.
How quick could that happen, Patrick? 10 seconds.
It could happen within a year or two, easily.
We got more from Patrick Wood. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You know, sometimes you have this feeling that you're being corralled and getting ready for the slaughter. And I know that sounds a bit, you might say, Bill, you're going over the top. It's a little over paranoid here. But as you look at the benchmarks and the signs, they're there of a government that has abandoned the rule of law. It has abandoned our Constitution. It's all about power. clearly at every turn. Barack Obama said early, he said, look at, get ready, in so many words, for the fundamental transformation of this country. And people asked, and I said, okay, from what to what? What are you talking about, fundamental transformation? But most people, Patrick Wood, were just so excited to elect the first black president. They thought, this is it. It's so revolutionary. Racism will be behind us. We're demonstrating to the world that we have the character of a nation to elect its first black president. And what did he do? I mean, supposedly a constitutional professor, I mean, he obliterated our Constitution. And I mean, clearly, I mean, it was an exchange, a quid pro quo. Make me president. I'll get rid of the Constitution and we'll start moving more and more toward a communist or a Marxist form of government. And that has been the trajectory ever since he's elected. Is that an overstatement?
No, it's not. And it had been mounting long before that, I think, with the dumbing down of education in America, where critical thinking was something that young people just could not do. And the other thing is the history has been wiped out of, what the things that he talked about back then. And people had no concept, really. Well, what does he really mean? They didn't understand that there
exactly.
there was a history. And it was in plain sight. Anybody that went to read the documents of the global elite that they had been producing would understand perfectly what the language meant. But they didn't do that. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, and the media didn't help us either, because they were bought and sold. And so, like you said, this has been a partnership, a cabal that has been, a part and parcel of and contributed to where we are right now, to where people are dumbed down, because we know that, history has taught us that, you first dumb down the people and they become compliant and they start counting and relying on big government. And this is the plan that they've been working, and it's been most effective. And, of course, they took full advantage of this and really even tightened up the noose further with COVID, right?
Well, yes, and remembering that this is a global issue, all of the things that are happening now have global significance. It's not just about America anymore, even though we're caught in the crosshairs or, say, in the vice grip. But the global objective at this point of the global elite is to take over the entire planet and destroy the fabric of the nation state all around the world. It's not just America. They want to destroy the nation state boundaries everywhere and have one big happy family. Well, that's what Klaus Schwab says. You will own nothing and be happy.
Right.
It ain't going to work out. That's a false promise, in my opinion. But
how are they going to get China to do this, Patrick? I mean, China is so well entrenched. That's my question.
China's already a technocracy, Bill. They've been, as far as I'm concerned, they were certified as a technocracy back in 2000. Scientifically run economy, and the political system there is weaker than you would think. The country's really being run by algorithm right now, not some communist pushing a button and say, I don't like that guy, get rid of him. But China is sitting back, I expect, smiling at the rest of the world right now about how stupid we are to fall into the trap that has been laid for the entire world to be flipped into technocracy. They are ahead of the scheme here. They will emerge probably as the new technological leader of the world and of technocracy.
But Patrick, I guess at the end of the day, after everything's all said and done, like you say, it's all algorithm that's all established and everything. So there's no person. President Xi becomes a non-entity. All these leaders become non-entities. It's a technocratic brain that's running everything, right?
That's exactly right. And this is the dangerous thing about it. They intend to remove the layer of government that we understand right now in society. We have government on the top, we have the economy in the middle, and we have people at the bottom. The technocrat class figures out they don't need the political system. They don't need the political structure. They can just operate things directly. They'll just tell people what to do by algorithm, and that'll be the end of it. There'll be no discussion. There'll be no need for a parliament or a Congress to argue over policy details and stuff. It's like Fauci said, you know, I follow the science, and you can't argue with science. So just get
right.
Get that shot.
Mm. Exactly. Well, we only got about 4 minutes left, and one of the main things I wanted to talk to you about was the president's most recent executive order on the future of money. Break that down as best you can in about 4 minutes.
Well, it's a complicated topic, but, you know, people for financial analysts for years have been saying, oh, the dollar is going to crash, and the dollar is going to not be the reserve currency in this, you know, whatever. Woe to the dollar. And I've fought that tooth and nail all along the way, saying, you know what, relative currency, one against another, is not going to matter in the end. When the current financial system is done, it will be replaced altogether by another financial system, and now we know it's going to be a digital financial system. And all currencies of the world, all fiat currencies of the world, are going to go away at the same time. In other words, there's no usefulness for these fiat currencies like the dollar, the yuan, the euro, and all the other currencies, the peso of the world. And the whole world now, the central banking system, is stepping up to do digital currencies and just, you know, leapfrogging over the concept of traditional currency. This is the
how close are we to this?
We're within a year or two at this point of having a system launched all around the globe of a digital currency. And the war in Ukraine is driving this, by the way, because they're saying, oh, so much money is being transferred behind the scenes, you know, with digital currency, with Bitcoin and whatever, transactions, illicit transactions to transfer your money in a country, out of a country. And they say, we need to stop all that. And so this is another driver going towards a digital currency. But the president just signed an executive order, and it's called Ensuring Responsible Development of Digital Assets. The subtitle of it is The Future of Money. Now, that ought to just give you a clue right there what they're talking about, the future of money. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking, they're talking now very seriously about having a digital currency in America. I don't think they'd call it the digital dollar necessarily, but it will be something that will be able to replace cash altogether. That is, the cash in your pocket and the way you think about money in a fractional reserve banking system.
Wow. I mean, we've been hearing rumblings of the government wanted to stay on top of, well, the IRS is, we want to know about every $600 that comes in and out of your account. This is the next, I mean, basically what all that was a ruse. It's a setup because they want to know everything about your financial situation so that they can control you, right? I mean, we already see what's happening in China, as you say, with their social credit score. So this gets tied into a social credit score. Everything, the way you breathe, walk, work, everything is all controlled by technocracy, and it's coming to a bank near you soon and very soon.
That's right. And in China now, their digital currency is programmable. Every unit of currency is programmable in the sense that they can turn it on or turn it off or limit its usefulness while it's still in the person's digital wallet. This is horribly frightening, but my guess is this is going to be a global thing.
Well, Justin Trudeau at least was honest. He said of all the governments out there, he thought China was the best. And we've got people here in America that probably agree with Justin Trudeau, right?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of them.
Scary stuff here. How can people be in touch with you, Patrick Wood? Because this thing is developing rapidly. And look at the American people. Knowledge is power, and you got to stay on top of this.
Yep.
How can they be in touch with you? 10 seconds left.
Technocracy.news, and also to fight it, citizensforfreespeech.org.
Patrick Wood, thank you.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law, number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Despite the promise not to involve U.S. troops in the war between Russia and Ukraine, a miscalculation from either side could risk dragging NATO into the conflict. Russia launched several missiles at a base in western Ukraine over the weekend that landed roughly 10 miles from the Poland border, killing 36 people and wounding 134 others. The fear of escalation in the conflict has been at the center of the Biden administration's response in recent days. The Pentagon last week denied a request from Poland to transfer MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine's armed forces. The first American killed in the Russian invasion is journalist Brent Renaud. He was killed by Russian forces in the Ukrainian city of Irpin. Another American journalist was wounded. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Matthews are officially husband and wife. On March 12th, the high school sweethearts announced they had tied the knot in Maui, Hawaii. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us as we're breaking this down. I know for some of you may have gone, gosh, Martinez, you've gone conspiratorial on us. Well, you know, these are serious times, and, you know, these are the evidences, you know, the signals that are before us. So now what are we going to do about it? I mean, we've got a government that is out of control. We've got a media that's not doing its job. I mean, here, shows and networks like ours are becoming quite unique because the industry has become such that, like everything else about our government, is that thou shalt comply. If you don't comply, then you're going to be canceled, and the full force of the government's going to come after you, and they're going to ruin more than your day. I mean, they're doing everything they can to take normal citizens like you and I and put them through the gauntlet and take away all their money, incarcerate them if they have to, and or send them to a gulag of some sort until they get reeducated. Yes, it's not just happening in China with the Uyghurs or in other countries. We're set up. I mean, you know, when you talk to John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute, he talks about these FEMA camps that are there. Why are they there? Because they know the natives are getting restless. Alex Newman is with us. He's award-winning international journalist, educator, author, and consultant. Alex, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you. Thank you so much, Bill.
It's really serious, isn't it, Alex? I mean, you've been warning about this. You've been writing about this. And it seems like it's been falling on deaf ears because you know, the people have been propagandized. They've been dumbed down. They just cannot believe that our government would be so nefarious. But it's clear that they are they not?
They absolutely are, and they have been for a very long time. One thing that makes me encouraged is that more and more people seem to be realizing that. One thing that's discouraging is, as you just pointed out, a lot of people, even though they realize things are very, very wrong, are too scared to speak out about it. They're too scared to speak clearly. They're too scared to resist. And that's not a good sign. That's how countries end up in very, very deep trouble, and we've seen this so many times. Just over the last 100 years, we've seen this so many times. We know how this movie ends, and so I hope Americans will do better than people in other nations have. So.
Well, Alex, we need a plan. I mean, because they've got a plan. I mean, all this stuff that's happening, I mean, you know, people laugh at Joe Biden and they, you know, chuckle. They're embarrassed by the president, embarrassed by Kamala Harris. I mean, think you not. The people behind the people are in full control, and we're missing so much, as you write about with, you know, with Ukraine, that this is part and parcel of the objective and the road of a new world order that it's all leading to, is it not?
That's precisely what's happening, Bill. And I think it's very dangerous for Republicans and for conservatives to say, oh, Joe Biden is so stupid. Oh, they're just so dumb. They just don't understand what they're doing. That's what people said after what happened in Afghanistan, and that's what people are saying again now, that it's a major mistake. This is not stupidity. As Secretary of War James Forrestal said almost 100 years ago, consistency has never been the mark of stupidity. If these people were merely stupid, occasionally they'd make a mistake in our favor. And yet, if you look, every single policy seems deliberately designed to destroy the United States, to destroy our credibility, to hollow out our military, to ship our economy over to China. This is calculated. This is not stupidity.
Mm. Well, when you see that the president has in his ability to make us energy independent, first of all, he canceled that, so got rid of it. But even now, with all the threats and everything, you know, okay, another executive order. We're going to go and we're going to drill, baby, drill. And we're going to grow, baby, grow. And, you know, get the farmers back to do what they do best. Let them farm instead of all this corporate welfare that has been going to them. Because guess what? Food shortages is going to be coming because of what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. Prices are going up. And people think, they think, well, if it's for Ukraine, I don't have a problem, you know, paying more for gas or more for food. And you hear Biden now, he wants to blame everything on Russia. I mean, this is all a false flag when this is all by design, you know, to your direct, statement. This is all by direct design, and we're falling victim to this propaganda.
Yes, we are. And you're right. Right now, under the structure that we have, it's very unfortunate. This is never what our founders intended. But the president by himself could wake up one morning and say, hey, we're going to solve a number of these problems. We're going to get the oil flowing again. We're going to reactivate these pipelines and just beg these companies to come back and do what they were hoping and planning to do, get some oil from Canada instead. We're going to allow more oil exploration. That would be a big help. As you pointed out, let the farmers grow the food. You're right. We are headed toward a food catastrophe, I think. But part of this, too, is systemic. You know, long before Ukraine and Russia, the prices were already skyrocketing. And this is kind of baked into the cake at this point under our current monetary system. They have devalued the dollar like you can't imagine. Just during the 2 years of the pandemic hysteria, if you include the money that was created out of nothing by the Federal Reserve and the money appropriated by Congress under the guise of COVID relief, we're talking more than $10 trillion worth of showering money, mostly on the cronies of the megabank. So, you know, every American, yes, I guess, got a $1,200 stimulus check. As Congressman Thomas Massie says, that was the cheese in the mousetrap. But then for that $12,000, Congress and the Federal Reserve showered $53,000 on their buddies at the megabanks, the mega corporations, the defense contractors, and so on. So we were looted, and that is part of the reason we see the prices skyrocketing. Part of the reason is that they've destroyed our supply chain. They've shut down our small businesses. Basically, this was a looting operation. They consolidated wealth. Mm-hmm. They robbed the middle class and the poor, and they consolidated the wealth in the hands of the uber elite. And I hate to sound like a leftist, mm-hmm, but that's exactly what they did. The difference is they didn't do it with capitalism. They did it through government and money printing.
Exactly. And they're destroying our dollar. And so you say, if you're smart enough, you go, okay, they're destroying the dollar. To what end? Because there's something new behind door number two, is there not?
Yes, there is. And I've been sounding the alarm about this, Bill, my entire journalistic career. This has not been a secret. It's only a secret to the people who rely on the fake media for their information. they have a plan, and they have had a plan for generations to eventually phase out the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency and bring in a true global currency. Now, this global currency already exists. It's already waiting in the wings. They printed more of it during the coronavirus pandemic than has been printed in all of human history combined. It's called special drawing rights. It's run by the International Monetary Fund. It's made up of a basket of currencies, including the U.S. dollar. And the IMF treats it very much like the Federal Reserve treats the U.S. dollar. They say, hey, we should print more of this. Okay, they start printing more of it. Then they say, hey, let's hand it out to our buddies. We'll give some to Iran. We'll give some to China. We'll give some to Kenya. And then they just start handing it out. So right now, that's a very small segment of central bank and treasury reserves around the world. But as the world moves away from the dollar in response to this madness going on with Russia and Ukraine, we're going to see, I think, the implosion of the dollar. And I don't know whether they'll move directly into making the SDR the true global currency, at least for international exchange. But that's the road that we're on. There may be a transition period, but this is where they're taking us. And this is not my speculation or my opinion. This is what they themselves say publicly.
Exactly. Well, Alex, what they did by handing out the money is they're beginning to set up an infrastructure. This is all, you know, in the works so that they can see, okay, hey, it's working here in Iran. It's working in these other countries. You know, the infrastructure is setting up in such a way to where when they flip the switch, it's done.
That's right. That's where they're headed with this. And everybody needs to start preparing while they can.
Well, and I want to talk more about that in terms of, you know, the strategy. They have a strategy. What do we have? You know, we don't have a strategy. We're sitting here counting on a U.S. Constitution with elected officials that have already sold us out. I mean, they've either been elite captured by the Chinese or they've been captured by another entity. And they're and I'm not saying 100%, but I'm saying enough of the elected officials that it puts us in danger and has us looking, you know, looking to them as the wrong ones that are going to take care of us. Because when it comes down to it, you know, abandon ship, and it's not about women and children first. It's going to be the elites first, right?
That's exactly right.
Stay tuned. We've got more from Alex Newman after this. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Kind of figured it out yet? You know, the way everything is unfolding in Ukraine, it's according to plan. You know, we said this earlier that Putin is a man with a plan. But Putin, in a sense, is a puppet because there is a grander plan even behind him. He just happens to be on the horse that's taking us to this global elite government. Alex Newman is with us right now, the award-winning international journalist, educator, author, and consultant. You know, I see, Alex, maybe this might be too simplistic, but I see Putin as a puppet.
I think Putin is a puppet. And it's interesting that all of this is coming out now. Back in 2014, a colleague and I at the New American Magazine did some deep investigation into Putin because he was making very direct overtures to American conservatives through his television network, RT. They regularly invited prominent conservatives on. I went on there regularly. And, they were making a deliberate effort to appeal to American conservatives. So Bill Jasper, my colleague, and I, we did a very in-depth investigation. We ended up producing three investigative articles. I did two of them. Bill did one of them. And I encourage people to go back and read those, because what becomes very clear as you look at all the evidence, Bill, is that Putin is not acting alone, and Putin is intimately connected to the very same elites that run the Western governments that he supposedly opposes. And I'll give you some very concrete examples. Him and Henry Kissinger. Now, for those who aren't familiar with Henry Kissinger, he's the guy who's always blabbering about, we need a new world order. He kind of sounds like Klaus Schwab. Right. He was basically a Rockefeller poodle for generations. You know, he was the minion of David Rockefeller. And the old joke, why doesn't David Rockefeller run for president? Well, he doesn't want a demotion. So Putin and Kissinger were like two peas in a pod. They go to each other's houses for dinner. Putin refers to Kissinger as his trusted advisor. Now, Kissinger wrote a book. This came out, I think, 5 years ago, called World Order.
Yes.
And in this book, he explains very clearly the strategy. In fact, I'm not paraphrasing. This is almost an exact quote from his book. I don't have it in front of me, but it's almost exactly like this. He says, the contemporary quest for world order will involve dividing the world up into regional orders that can eventually be merged. And if you look at what Putin has been doing for the last decade, that's exactly the core of his strategy. He's bringing the former Soviet states back into what he now describes as a Eurasian Union. And he openly talks about, I've got his speeches posted on the Russian government's website saying eventually we're going to merge our Eurasian Union with the European Union, and we'll have a union from Lisbon to Vladivostok. This is exactly the strategy that Henry Kissinger described. And now it became very obvious, Bill, that the United States government was deliberately financing the Russian war machine by cutting off our access to oil. Same thing with the Europeans, right? They were pouring concrete down their oil wells. So this is not happening by accident. Again, these people are not stupid. They know what they're doing, and Putin is following the strategy to a T. He also happens to be a young global leader with the World Economic Forum that's pushing the Great Reset. So the evidence is there.
Exactly. And with Putin's eye in the Middle East, what's all that about, Alex? I mean, I get trying to bring back the USSR. He said that's the worst thing that ever happened. I get that part. But what people are overlooking is like his involvement in Syria. And before that, even in Afghanistan, though he got his hat handed to him, he retrenched. And then, of course, he helped Assad in Syria. And it seems that he has ambitions for a Middle East footprint.
Yes, he does. And the Soviet involvement in the Middle East goes back many, many decades and actually continued without interruption, even after the supposed collapse of the Soviet Union, which if you read Anatoly Golitsyn, the most important defector to have ever escaped from the USSR, he was in the KGB's disinformation department, he actually predicted there would be a phony implosion of the Soviet Union, but that the communist leaders would remain in charge. They'd just call themselves oligarchs and members of new parties. But one of the things that the Soviet Union was doing in the Middle East, and this continued, we know from whistleblowers like Alexander Litvinenko, was fomenting Islamic terrorism and financing Islamic terrorism and training Islamic terrorists. I think the reason Putin murdered Litvinenko, and this was a very famous poisoning, he was in Britain and he was poisoned with some radioactive substance, was because Litvinenko revealed, among other things, that Ayman al-Zawahiri, the number two of al-Qaeda, was actually trained by the FSB, the Federal Security Bureau, which was the successor of the KGB, which, of course, Vladimir Putin ran. So when you put all these pieces together, you see that something very significant is going on. Putin is, of course, very closely allied to the Iranians. With the Iranians and the Chinese, they've created what they call the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. So very big things are happening, and Americans are not being told any of this in the fake media, I think for obvious reasons.
How does this play into the Belt and Road Initiative for China? Because all these are all key pieces, right, that all come together.
Yes, they are. And what's happening right now, Bill, is, and the globalists in the United States have been talking about this for well over a decade. You can go read the Council on Foreign Relations propaganda mouthpiece, the Foreign Affairs magazine. They are shifting the world away from what they call the unipolar world order, where the United States is the one unchallengeable hegemonic superpower, to what they describe as a multipolar world order. And it's not so much going to be a multipolar world order as it's going to be a totalitarian world order with the communist Chinese system at the center of it. Now, what you need to understand about that is that the communist Chinese system was put into place and was built up into the threat that it is today by the very same people that we've been talking about. Henry Kissinger, of course, was right at the center of this. Henry Kissinger famously traveled to China back when Americans still couldn't go there. He opened China up. David Rockefeller actually went over there in the early 1970s, and he came back and he wrote in the New York Times that, and this is a direct quote, "The social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in all of human history." So when you look at this Belt and Road Initiative, all roads will lead to Beijing. They can't have a world order with the U.S. based on these principles of God created us, God gave us God-given rights, and the purpose of government is to protect those rights. You can't have that at the center of the world order. You've got to have a totalitarian system, very much like what's coming up in China, if you truly want to rule the world and basically make slaves and serfs of the people in it. So that's what's happening. I think we're watching the controlled demolition of the old world order, the unipolar world order, as they called it, and again, deliberately engineered into this multipolar world order with Russia, China, and these other powers having a much greater say in the institutions of global governance like the United Nations, the IMF, and the World Bank.
Alex, it's as if the globalists are coming out and saying, "Here is your new God," huh?
That's right. That's right. And Rich Higgins, who was the director of policy and planning at the National Security Council under the Trump administration until the globalist CFR member H.R. McMaster fired him, he laid out in a memo that Donald Trump read and appreciated very clearly what was happening. He said there's this alliance between the deep state here in the United States, the Marxists and the communist movements around the world, the Islamists around the world, to destroy the United States. So that was the terminology he used, destroy the United States, not just as a nation, but even as an ideal. These principles that our country is based on must be discredited and discarded before they can have this system that they want at the global level. And if you want to know what that's going to look like, if we don't stop these people, take a look at China. Okay, China exactly. is the model.
Totally amoral. I mean, America is... They have no idea what is ahead of them because we've been preconditioned in this postmodernistic society that says, well, I kind of believe in God, but for the most part, it's not really convenient for me. So we're just going to step away. And then this is why we've got such a degradation of morality where we're killing our children. People don't matter anymore. We want to say they matter, but they really don't matter. I mean, this is all a ruse and a cover, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And this too has been engineered. You know, one of the areas that I've focused on a great deal over the last 8 years or so is the education system. And what you see is that our children are deliberately being turned away from God, away from morality, away from biblical truth, away from individual liberty. They're being weaponized against our nation, against our Constitution, against our liberties, against our churches, even against their own families. You know, talk yes. to parents who have young children, you know, in the teenage years or even into their 20s, and what you'll find is they hate their parents. They call them fascists. They call them racist. Yeah. They want to burn down the country. How did this happen? Well, folks, it was deliberate. This was not an accident.
Yeah, this is really scary stuff. And for some people, Alex, like you said, slowly but surely the lights are coming on. What can we do? I mean, as people are awakening to this, I mean, they've got to understand, we saw case in point what happened in January 6th. Thou shalt not resist the government and the deep state and those powers, those prevailing powers. Otherwise, you will end up in jail. You'll be totally bankrupt. Your life is done as you know it. And, and we're going to keep you here in solitary confinement just because we can.
Yeah, and that's the message they were trying to send. That is what they want Americans to think. Hey, I better keep my head down or I'm going to end up like them. But there are several things that can and I think must be done, Bill. We don't have the option to lose this one. If we do, we lose
yes.
everything. And so I right. tell people, you know, the very first thing, get right with God. Second thing, make some prudent preparations because this thing with Russia and Ukraine, the thing with the currency, these are not going away and these are not going to end well. So take some prudent precautions. Next, get your children out of the government schools, homeschool them, get them into a good Christian school, do whatever you need to do, but make sure that your children's minds are not going to be destroyed and deformed. And then you really, if you, Sun Tzu, the great Chinese military strategist, explained clearly that if you want to win every battle, you've got to know yourself and you've got to know your enemy. So we need a deep dive into our own history, who we are as Americans, our incredible heritage of liberty, because Americans don't know this anymore. It's tragic
yes.
that they don't know this anymore. And we don't know who the enemy is, right? We don't
yeah.
realize that these powerful forces are arrayed against us. So I tell people, get a subscription to the New American Magazine. You get some great information in there. Keep listening to this radio program and tell your friends to tune in and get yourself educated, folks. That old cliche, knowledge is power, it is a cliche, but it's very true. If you understand what's happening, you'll be in a much better situation to resist and to protect yourself than if you're going into this blind.
Alex Newman, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. You too.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.